It's only 5 days away, I believe. 5 days away.
Or today's the last day, however you look at it.
No, it's not the last day for anything, Frank. Nobody votes. Stay out. So anyhow, we got the candidates for a position that nobody knows about. It's like running for, you know, coroner. They're not running for coroner. They're running for something called a central committee, right?
On the Republican side.
The Republican side, where anybody can run. You don't have to have like three people of this gender and five people of this gender. It's wide open, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's the difference. And I may have to, Frank, you can give me that one.
You're both going to have to, you're both sharing one mic, so you're going to have to kind of lean in.
Yeah, we're tight. You know,
yeah.
A new one doesn't get here until tomorrow. Okay, here's the point. All right, identify yourselves first, your first name and last name. Either one, Jeremy.
I'm Clayton Boone.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jeremy Abbott.
You guys are pretty young. I mean, compared to Frank and I, you know, we're like dinosaurs.
Only a couple hundred years.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Get that name off my ballot. So anyhow, you're young and you're running for, I mean, you're like not 21 yet, right?
No, we're okay. 17.
17. Yep. But that allows you to run for the central committee.
Mm-hmm.
Like new blood, new energy. That's what is always needed because new faces because a lot of times central committees are curmudgeoned out. I was always asked when I hit 100, you know, why don't you be on the central committee? You know, that way you can die in the office. Nobody will miss you. Right. Why did you decide to jump into politics and Republican politics? Either?
All right. Well, I decided to hop into politics because I started to realize that everyone around me had these ideas, which I deemed to be, frankly, scary. I think people should be concerned about the upcoming voting generation if nothing's done about it. I mean, personally, I'm not on board with things that they're proposing. Some of them are proposing 90% tax, proposing things take away all guns, things like that. And so I was like, all right, well, if I don't get involved now, nothing's going to be able to stop them once the train gets rolling.
Did you come to a consensus within yourself and your family saying, look, I'm going to do this? I mean, because as soon as you start to run for office, you understand that you kind of place yourself out there as a target, as at least being people can criticize, you know, they don't have to fear about if they say something negative about you, as long as they say it's your opinion. So that part didn't bother you as being exposed, publicly.
No. One thing I've learned, you got to love walking into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You have to enjoy it. I do enjoy being in the spotlight. I do enjoy having my words be out there and having people be able to come to me and say, hey, is this what you said? Because, you know, I think it's good that people should be standing by the word. And I enjoy telling people that I back my own word.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy telling people that what I think should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy telling people that I think I can lead.
You can do it. Mr. Boone, what say you?
Well, I'll go back to the first question first. Really, I didn't find politics as much as politics found me. And I remember back when I was in eighth grade, I was really getting interested in what was going on. And I would talk about my ideas, which are, of course, conservative. That's how my family's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And I would talk about it at school. A lot of people seemed interested because, you know, they weren't really into politics as much as I was at the time. So they thought the things I was saying were interesting.
Even in the eighth grade?
Yeah, I mean,
that's cool, because I was 17 in the eighth grade, so it didn't make a difference to me.
I mean, all my teachers were really interested because I guess they hadn't heard someone like me talk about those ideas before at that young of an age. But then as I started to get older, especially once I got into high school, a lot of people started, you know, getting into this sort of thing, especially when this recent election rolled around. A lot of younger people got interested in politics. And, you know, they knew what side I was on. So they would come to me. They would try and argue with me about certain topics. And I was pretty much forced to defend myself at that point. So it sort of forced me into the role of being interested in politics, which is how I think a lot of young people are now.
Good.
That's why you see this new generation of conservatives. It's because they're tired of the status quo.
How have you been received by the Central Committee? Because you guys are young, and, you know, people think, well, you don't deserve it. You guys are too young. You haven't paid your dues. How are you being received? Because I think it's nothing better than fresh faces, fresh, you know, if I would be on the Central Committee, I would yield my post to a younger person because I think it's, you know, I think you bring energy. And,
yeah.
Is that how you're being received or perceived? Or?
Well, the Central Committee themselves, they haven't really said anything about us, and I think they don't want to really take a stand on new people running because they'd rather focus on the incumbents who are already in there.
Why wouldn't they embrace you, though? My gosh.
I mean,
do we have openings?
I mean, yeah.
Everybody's up, right?
All of them are open, yeah.
So it's not like there's anyone's seat that they own. Mm-hmm. How many incumbents are running?
How many are running?
There are nine on the central committee, I think.
Yeah, nine. There's nine, and not everyone who's on there is running again.
So there are openings. So right. I would think they would embrace this this energy that you're bringing. You're out door knocking. You're getting into this. Mm-hmm. Like 10 years from now, when you're, when you're 18, you'll be you guys will be like running. You're going to run for office. Is that a goal? Put yourself 20 years down the road or 10 years down the road. You finish college. You're both CPAs or dentists or something. Where do you see yourself now? Do you want to be involved in politics?
Well, I just want to make one thing relatively clear. I think politics, being involved in politics, is not something you should do because mm-hmm. you want to do it or because you just have the dream of doing it.
Okay.
Exactly. I think it's something you should do if you feel like that there's change that needs to be brought forth and that you can bring that change. So 10 years down the line, I see that there's a spot. Let's say, for example, Ron Young's still in the state senate.
It'd be 112 then.
Yeah. Just throwing out an example or something. And I notice that there aren't any good Republican candidates. And sure, throw my name in the hat. But if 10 years down the line, I feel I'm satisfied with what I brought to the county.
Right.
There's not a need for it. Like I said, it's not something you should do for a living. It's not something you should do to bring in mm-hmm. a paycheck. It's something you should do for the betterment of people.
Good. Back to you, Mr. Boone. I had to keep A and B because A and B, right? What, do you have something to say, Frank? I know. I have to take a break. We're going to take a very short break and come back to our candidates running for Freddie County Republican Central Committee. Freddie County Republican Central Committee and
Jeremy Abbott, Clayton
and
Boone.
Yes, sir.
Frederick County Republican Central Committee. Let me ask you folks, if there's
go ahead, say something, Frank.
If there are regular listeners to this program who go, I think I've maybe heard this voice or heard this name before, without going into detail, tell us briefly why you've been on the radio before.
Well, I was on the radio to talk about my running when I first announced, but I was also talking a little bit about the students in our schools and how it relates to the different culture shifts in terms of, whether they're left or right, and also pretty much about our Teenage Republicans Club.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I came on shortly after the walkouts because, to sum the story up really quickly, there was a wall, they called it the Wall of Feelings, where they let students...
this is after the Parkland shooting and the walkout.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And the students were allowed to post things on this wall, which I found strange because typically our friends of the left don't like walls, but in this instance, they did.
Very good.
And so while they were doing it, while they were putting things on the wall, things like F Trump, guns don't matter, take away guns, things like that, I put on the wall four quotes from totalitarian dictators of the past who took guns away just to show that this is what true evil thinks about guns. And the school... ripped down my my notes, basically said that I wasn't allowed to have an opinion. So I came on here to talk about that a little bit.
Remember, well.
So at your age, you could be a registered voter, and then I guess next year, officially vote. But, I mean, you can already be registered at your age right now.
Yeah.
Do you really feel that in Frederick County, because that's where you're running, that as a central committee person, you can engage more young people? Because a lot of young people are not voting, who mm-hmm. could be, should be.
Yeah.
Well, with what we've started so far, the Frederick County Teenage Republicans, we've gotten a lot of people to come out. I mean, numbers we wouldn't even imagine. We're even getting our friends to the left to come out and converting some of them.
Beautiful.
Yep.
It takes a long time, I'm sure, and pressure and rooms with you know.
Well, sometimes in the room it gets a little tense, but after about one meeting, two meetings,
really?
we'll start seeing some conversion numbers. And so I think we definitely do have that ability, and we have the patience, and we have the connections. I mean, we know these people, and these people, they can relate to us because they're around our age.
Are you working with the Central Committee? I mean, before you ran, I mean, do you help them out at their events and things like that, or will you continue to do that when lose or draw in the future?
Well, win, lose, there's no drawing in the race, but winning, win or lose, I'm still going to be out here knocking doors for Republican candidates. Not just someone with an R next to the name, but conservative candidates.
And someone you can trust and the right. people you want to propel forward.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I will be doing my best to help out the candidates that I think would be the best candidate for the job.
Some of the local primary races on the Republican side in Frederick County are getting pretty heated. District 3, county exec. Do you think after the primary, when the dust settles, is it going to be tough to unite the party?
I think it will be, but I still think it all depends on who we have on the Central Committee, because recently the Central Committee has been very divided. It's been very, you know, one side or the other, and I think if you have people who can bring them together and sort of work on getting your candidate through the general and to win actual races, get more people out to vote, I think that you can definitely sort of help that. But I don't know. I don't know how it's looking from here on out. There are still a lot of smaller groups within the Republican Party in Frederick right
animosities
now that are fighting each
like
other.
That.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's very heated.
You have a great advantage, whether you know it or not, A and B.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times on Central Committee, by the time that you go through the 400 other things you're voting for, you kind of say, okay, I've had enough, and I'm going to start marking. And they usually start with Abbott, and it'll go right down to, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what we've actually heard quite a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
It but I hope people consider what these guys have to say.
Yeah,
I have one last question, Tim. Yeah.
I can hardly wait for it.
And that is something we ask every candidate who comes in here, especially in this race. When you look at your ballot, there are a lot of candidates and people who aren't really spending a lot of time on local politics. See all these names for Central Committee, for either party. What sets you two apart from others? How does this work? You can vote for how many on the Central Committee?
Nine.
But in the primary, you vote for nine?
Nine.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's it. They
so
don't have
there
a
are two of you. What makes you a better choice than the other seven? Now, that's not a good way to put it. You know what I mean?
Just what makes us good choices?
What separates
you? Yeah, well, I think you can look at what we've done in the past and what we can bring in the future. In the past, we've brought together students from a lot of schools that are very far left. We've managed to bring a lot of voters of the future together, consolidate them under one banner into one group to work together and advance the agenda of the Republicans, of conservatives. And I think our abilities to not only bring people together, even convert people to conservatism, but also what we can bring for the future of the Republican Party, which is the youth vote. We can help bring the party together, and we also have knowledge when it comes to things, you know, that maybe those older on the committee aren't the best with. Yeah,
right, like MS-13, like drugs in school, mm-hmm. like opioid use.
A lot of the issues in the schools that would help us choose what candidates to run,
sure.
And even things as simple as technology. Like I know you were complaining about our website.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier. It's a little behind there.
Yes.
On who we have up, but just simple things like that.
Sure.
I think that our experience and what we've done in the past sets us apart from a lot of candidates.
Right, you have about 30 seconds each to tell me why we should vote for you or how we can get a hold of you, and we thank you for coming in.
Yeah, if
how do we
want
get
to contact you or we want to find out more about each of you.
How do we do that?
All right, well, both of us are on Facebook. My Facebook username is actually Jeremiah Abbott because they won't let me do Jeremy because they think I'm trying to impersonate the figure skater, Jeremy Abbott. Or you could email me at jeremy.darius.abbott@gmail.com, and I will be sure to answer you as soon as I see your email.
Good. And Clayton?
For me, I have a Facebook as well, Clayton Boone. I was able to put my actual name on there, thankfully. And you can email me at clayton.boone@reagan.com. Reagan as in Ronald Reagan, the great conservative leader.
Beautiful.